Are you recording right now?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, this is important news to start the podcast.
So Thanksgiving of 2019, I was at home with my parents in Greenville, and my mom was like, go run to Costco and get a pumpkin pie. It was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which is the worst possible day to go to Costco to try to get a pumpkin pie, because Costco makes those gigantic pumpkin pies. And I was like, that, like, those, there's going to be such a long line. Like, usually, I've done it before, and, like, usually Wednesday before Thanksgiving, there's, like, a line for the pumpkin pies, because they're, like, $4, and they're huge. So I was like, why don't I just go to the grocery store on the corner and get the canned pumpkin stuff to make pumpkin pie, because we have pie crust. And I was like, I'll just make pumpkin pie. And I was like, that's fine. And then, like, half an hour later, we see on the news, it's, like, breaking news, woman dies at Costco in Granville. She got hit by a car while she was walking from Costco to her car with a pumpkin pie.
I was going to ask, was she holding the fucking pie?
Yeah, she was like an older lady.
Somebody
was like coming. Now they have like stop signs in there, but this was one of those Costcos that also has a tire center for some reason. And so she was like, this car was like flying around the corner from the tire center. Got those new tires. It was extra zippy. Flies around and hit her. And then like, the car was on top of her for a while because, like, medics came and they were like, don't move the car because that might be worse, right? Like, one of those things. So nobody knew what to do, and then she died while they were waiting for the fire department to get there.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, what would the plan have been even if they got there? They're like, with the car on top of you,
lift
that you don't
the
move?
Car off. Because I was like, don't drive the car off of her because then it's going to, like, crush
you gotta her. You got to roll over, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Did our family still get the pie?
Did Costco give them free pies for life? No, and I'm like, how traumatizing, like, for her family, but also for the person that hit her. Because you're, like, just running errands the day before Thanksgiving, and now all of a sudden you're a murderer? Like, holy shit. That's always my biggest fear.
We call that manslaughter?
Manslaughter.
Oh my god. I'm a turf.
That's my biggest fear is that I will, like,
that you're gonna accidentally murder somebody?
No, just that, like, I will hit a pedestrian or hit a cyclist or something with my car, and, like, that is just on your conscience forever. So I'm just always so careful.
That's why I don't drive anywhere.
No.
It's safer.
Yeah. Safer if I never leave my house. In our neighborhood in Denver, like, people will fly past the stop sign and then stop after the stop sign. So we live in, like, this little suburbia neighborhood, and, like, people fly up to the road, but past, like, so it's a whole car's length past the stop sign. And so if I'm walking the dog or something, it can be traumatic because you have to, like, look out, and it's all these people in, like, these luxury SUVs just flying through this little neighborhood. I fucking hate it.
I want to say, for the listeners, Becca sticks so far out at an intersection, and I know it's because she can't see around the cars. I don't know what it is in Colorado, but you can't see around the cars at these intersections.
In Denver, they let cars park, like, right up to the intersection, so if you're trying to turn right onto a road, you can't see around the parked cars. So you have to stick out really far, and it just really feels unsafe. So by the time that you're sticking out, you kind of have to go, because you're going to get hit anyway. It's not great. I wish that they would not let people park so close to the street.
So you're saying ban cars is what I'm hearing.
I would be fine with that. I just got my bike all fixed up. It's going to be great.
I have a scooter, so that doesn't count anyway. So as you can tell by the audio quality, Becca did not bring her microphone.
So
from Colorado.
Everyone say Colorado.
I'm a draft.
So the choices were bring my microphone and have to check a bag. Our flight departed at 6:30 a.m. from Denver. So we would have had to arrive half an hour earlier to check the bag, and I wasn't going to do that.
Are a lot of people flying at that time that you're worried?
Yes.
Really?
It was the Friday before Labor Day weekend.
Oh, that's true.
We got to the airport at 5, and the airport was packed already. So, and the security line already took like half an hour to get through. So if we had checked a bag, then we would have been delayed even more. We just made it to our gate. I mean, we had time to get breakfast, but we just made it to our gate. So, yeah, sorry to the listeners. your audio quality this week was the difference between me checking a bag and not checking a bag, and I chose to not check a bag.
So right now we're at the lake. We're sitting on the floor next to Mary and Tim's marital bed with one microphone between us, and I'm trying to talk louder than is normal.
You're probably still going to be way louder than me in the audio. Like,
but there's going to be nothing I can do about it.
Yep, exactly.
Because last time I tried to do that was the one where Chris and I recorded, and like, their mic was weird for the first 5 minutes. So I was trying to grab their audio that was picked up by my microphone and then pump the volume, and it sounded terrible.
Bass boosted.
Yeah.
Unholy pod bass boosted.
And then, let's see. So we're going to, this episode might be shorter, but we're going to give our friends Alex and Ben a chance to record the podcast if they're ready and have done their cleaning. And if they can behave while recording it. Because if it's all dick talk, that's getting cut.
We're trying to leave the cabin in an hour. So we're trying to record this podcast. And right now, Alex, Ben, and David are cleaning the cabin, which is, they're doing great work.
It's progressive. I like that. You like to see guys really getting their hands dirty.
While we sit on our butts and
record a podcast. But it's been good. My uncle did die, so we didn't do a podcast this week because my uncle did die.
That was
dumb. And then I had funeral stuff and hugging my mom, and that kind of impacted last week. But this week, we after the funeral stuff, I came up here, and so we've been hanging out. We went on the boat. I got to drive the boat. We
had cooked a lot of food.
I say we had really good burgers. David makes such good burgers.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we do?
We play a lot of games.
I won Ticket to Ride.
Yeah, we played Ticket to Ride and just won. And
I like a lot.
We played Euchre. We had
won that too.
We
won
Bonfire. Euchre.
I beat Becca in chess, and that I took her to a draw because I knew I couldn't beat her.
It wasn't a draw.
You couldn't find a move.
It wasn't a draw. No, I had plenty of moves.
No.
That's not what a draw is. I had a king and a queen, and Jess had a
stalemate
king.
Stalemate or whatever, but no, it doesn't matter.
A stalemate is when there's no legal moves left.
You couldn't find the solution. So Becca, so we're playing, and she's like, I'm just going to check the book real quick and see what to do here. And I'm like, no, if you have to check the book, you've lost. So I count it as a victory for me.
I could have found it. It's not a draw.
No.
All the chess nerds and our listeners, please advise. This is not a draw.
So it ended up 0-0.
Nope.
Headed into next week's game at Tottenham.
Nope.
Is that a real place, Tottenham?
I don't know.
I think I've seen it written down.
Probably.
Against Man City. I watched Ted Lasso before bed last night. Had a good cry.
Oh, nice.
Yes. It's a very emotional show.
I've never watched it.
Becca won't watch it only because I've told her to watch it so many times.
The more people tell me to watch a show, the less I want to watch it. And then when I'll finally watch it, like 2 years later, I'll be like, wow, what a great show.
I can't believe no one told me about this show.
That's what happened to me with The Queen's Gambit. Like, everyone was telling me to watch it for like a month. And then I finally watched it over shutdown last year. Between Christmas and New Year's, I watched all of it. And I was like, wow, what a fantastic show.
I mean, I've been telling you to watch Ted Lasso for a year.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay, cool. Cool. What else? I ate some beef jerky that I thought killed me.
Jess got this beef jerky. So there's this little grocery store up here. We're in the National Forest up in northern Michigan. And there's this little grocery store that's like half an hour away. And it's got, they make beef jerky, and they make like dips from scratch. So they have like cheese dips and beef jerky. And they have a beef jerky. They have a million different flavors of beef jerky, but they have one called the Grim Reaper, which has Carolina Reapers and habaneros in it. And Jess got it and ate a stick of it and then immediately like proceeded to
throw up. I didn't throw up, but like I felt all of a sudden I was like, something is not okay in my stomach. And so I hung out in the bathroom for a while, but I didn't end up throwing up. But here's the thing. I've eaten it since then and was fine. And like, I eat stuff of that level all the time, so I don't know.
It was brutal. I took a bite of it and almost choked.
It's very hot. It's delicious, though. But I've never had, like, that's not, it wasn't so hot that I should have died like that.
Yeah.
And it was over, like, it was 30 minutes and then I was done, but I was, like, I was sweating. I had hives kind of on my chest. So it might have been something I'm allergic to in there, but I've eaten it again and it's been fine.
David had a bite of it and then for the rest of the night had the nastiest farts. So I think it's just, it messes up your stomach.
To be fair, his farts are never great.
No. Maybe you're pregnant.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to pee on a stick.
So excited.
There's all these sticks out in the ground. I'll just use one of those.
Yeah, that'll be fine. We had a big fire. My dad's, like, one condition on letting us stay here was that we helped him burn his burn pile, which is just a big pile of twigs and stuff. So we tried to have a fire, but it rained for, like, the last 2 days. It rained some, so all the wood was wet, so it was hard to get going. I got it going eventually, and it was fun. Nice. We sat around the fire. We sang some songs. It was a great week. I'm ready to go home now.
It was Alex's birthday, though.
Yeah. We made him brownies and candles.
Mm-hmm.
With brownies with candles.
My favorite joke about it was saying that it's his last birthday.
Yeah. Not elaborating. Just so happy we could be here with Alex on his last birthday of his life.
We didn't kill him, though. So if he doesn't come home, it's not because we killed him. It's for other reasons.
I think it's really insensitive that your uncle couldn't wait until 9/11 to die.
Yeah. So we said that, and the joke I made was, I wouldn't want to have any bad memories associated with that day.
Alex's joke was, I wanted to be able to tell people I had an uncle who died on 9/11, because no one ever asks you what year. They just assume.
That is actually very good. So we get worried, because Alex didn't used to be funny, but as he spent more time with us, I think he's picking it up. Yeah.
I don't like it.
We've really trained him. But sometimes I genuinely laugh at the things he says. And then I question my life. What brought me to this place?
There's a tweet that I've been laughing at for the past 24 hours that Jess sent to me just to torture me. It says, the Bond's name, James' name.
Please to... What?
Bond names the James.
You all right?
Bames non's having a strong call of bondulance.
I think our brand is weird.
Whatever this is. That's it.
when they show you like the charts and they're like boomer humor, Generation X humor, and the millennials and Zoomers.
We're somewhere between millennial and Gen Z humor. Like I think fully so. One or the other.
No, I do. What was the one they posted that was like Dave?
Dave.
It just said Dave.
It's just vibrating man, and it says Dave.
That got me. That's very funny.
Yeah.
But I like that abstract, it doesn't mean anything humor. Whenever I try to explain that to people, they're like, but why is it funny? I'm like, look at it.
Yeah.
I think
there's an article about how the SNL sketch with the what you say.
Oh, was yes, I read that.
Into like this new abstract, weird brand of humor where there's like a cutoff of like people of a certain generation will see that and be like, what is even? And then people like us will watch it and cry.
Because for me, a lot of humor that I like comes from repetition, but yeah. Also commitment. So like if you commit to
the bit.
Yeah. Like whatever world you've established where this joke can exist.
Yeah.
If you commit to that
wholeheartedly
and you don't play it broadly, like you're really.
Yeah.
It feels real, like lived in. That's what I like.
Here's how I think it will go down.
Alex will walk into the room and I'll shoot him. Then we all smile and leave. What you say?
All right. Should we do some posts?
Sure.
And then we'll get our friends in here to read some posts?
Yeah.
Great. I want to read this one. I just read the title and I want to know what's going on here. Am I the asshole for getting rid of my partner's dog? Probably.
Dog?
I've never liked dogs. I think they're loud and annoying. This person's never met Cammy, obviously.
Their username is CatClaw1815.
Jesus Christ. However, when I met my significant other, I was willing to put these feelings aside since they had an elderly pup. We moved in together a little under a year ago, and I brought my cat. We both agreed that we wouldn't get any pets after our animals passed. Unfortunately, their dog passed about a month ago. To about 2 weeks ago, my partner decides to get a new puppy without letting me know. Okay, that's a little fucked up. Apparently, it's a German Shepherd pug mix. What?
Is that dog ugly?
I gotta know. What does this look like?
It can't look good.
No.
Because, like, pugs already.
Oh, it's
really
cute.
Plus their stupid faces. Oh, no.
Aww.
Turn your computer on so I can see it.
It's cute.
I want to see it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's cute.
Jesus.
I hate it. Okay. They found it on Craigslist. First of all, never get a puppy on Craigslist. Stop. I was furious and told them that I didn't want another dog in our house. They told me it was unfair that I still had my cat and that they were only... What? That sentence just ends.
And that they were only...
It's probably supposed to be lonely. They then told me that they couldn't return it, so it would just have to stay. It's not true. You can rehome a dog. After contacting the seller myself and being told the same thing, I finally relented. I hated this dog. It was loud, untrained, constantly made messes. Yeah, it's a puppy. That's what puppies do. My partner did their best to train it, but I didn't see much progress. I finally had enough after coming home to only see that the dog had ripped my stuffed Care Bear to shreds. What? I'd had it ever since I was little, and despite how immature it sounds, I have trouble sleeping without it close by. Okay. I was furious. Here's where I think I may be the asshole. Contacted a few friends and coworkers, eventually found someone who would take it. I loaded it up in my car with its cage, bowls, toys, and other accessories and dropped it off at this person's house. I did feel guilty, but I just wanted the dog gone. My partner found out and was livid. Yeah, no shit. They told me it was their dog and that I had no right to do this. I fired back that my name is on the lease and I could do whatever I wanted. They stormed out, guessing to get the dog back, and I'm sitting here now feeling extremely guilty. On the one hand, I think what I did was justified since I never had a choice in the matter. But on the other, I realized that they did pay for everything and that I need to make compromises in the relationship. Am I the asshole? Everybody sucks in this story.
It's voted everybody sucks, and I absolutely agree.
Everyone sucks here. You both acted unilaterally, and it sounds like no one here is truly a good animal parent in doing so.
I think they're going to break up.
I hope so.
Like... I get not wanting to have a dog, but, like, that the partner did it without asking.
That sucks.
That's terrible.
Especially a puppy.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. I'm like, you're not going to be there 100% of the time.
But they, like, sought out the puppy. It's one thing to be, like, this stray dog came to my work, and it's starving. Like, I brought it home. But this is, like, you Googled puppies, and you got a breeder puppy from Craigslist, which is fucked up. Those are usually from, like, backyard breeders. It's not, like, anything reputable. And then acting unilaterally to be like, I'm getting rid of your dog. After they bought all the supplies.
I know, like, you already have anything. Invest in training.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an everybody sucks there. What a terrible...
I feel bad for the dog.
Terrible interaction. Yeah, that poor dog. And it was really cute. I don't even like dogs, so that was a cute dog. Only Cammy is a good dog. Are you going to show me a picture of Cammy?
Little ears.
He does got little ears.
Little ears poking out sideways.
That's weird. It's like you just... pulled the pug's face forward a little bit and made it look not stupid. Love that.
Really cute.
That one was easy though. Like, let's try this next one. It's called Am I the Asshole for Telling My Wife in Front of Her Parents That Premarital Sex Didn't Seem to Be a Sin When We Did It. I posted a few days to a week ago, it's deleted now, about my wife making my brother, 18, cry. And I didn't know the reason at that point, but I do know why now. The gist of the original post was that my wife grew up religious and showed signs of disapproval towards my brother for having a baby with his girlfriend. Obviously young and unmarried. Obviously. She never said anything outright rude until now. We were at my mom's house. British. We were at my mom's house when she told my brother that he is the reason my niece is still in hospital.
What?
That's absolutely British.
What the fuck?
She was premature. That they, he and his girlfriend, asked for it when they were selfish for having sex and that they are facing consequences of their action.
Why sounds like a bitch?
I'm pretty sure she said more, but she...
That's the washing machine. Whatever.
So we're doing laundry. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear it on the mic. I assume you can because this mic picks everything up. But
sheets.
Yeah. I think they stopped it.
The
okay.
Washing machine is just beating the shit out of the laundry.
I'm pretty sure she said more, but she refused to say whether she said anything else or not. So I don't know. I was upstairs when it all had taken place. While they were downstairs. Obviously, I was pissed off when she told me what she said. My brother's never been one to cry, and I don't think I've seen him do it since he was 3. I asked her to apologize to him, and she said no. We had an argument, and she left to go to her parents' house. Tried to ring my brother to apologize, but he didn't answer. So I rang my mom to check on him and had to tell her why. So now she's pissed, too. She told me if I was coming over to just not bring my wife for a while until things cool down. My wife came home with my mother-in-law and father-in-law. As soon as they walked through the door, they were on me saying that I was a terrible husband for taking the side of my old family over my new one.
What?
My father-in-law said that his wife was completely right in what she said, that premarital sex is a sin, and my brother and his girlfriend, he did not call her his girlfriend, he did in fact use a derogatory term.
Nice.
Are deserving in everything they got. And my mother-in-law said the teen parents breed teen parents, referring to my mother having me at 19. Clearly gossiping about my family as part of their leisure time. I had enough, so I told them to get out. They surprisingly obliged, saying that if I'm going to defend them, clearly I am no better than them, and they'll gladly leave. I said, well, yeah, I'm no better than them, seeing as premarital sex wasn't off the list for me and my wife. Now everyone is pissed at me for defaming my wife. I mean, what I said was the truth, so I don't know how I was defaming anyone. Am I the asshole?
No.
No, absolutely not. Also, your wife, like, and her parents fucking suck.
Your wife is cruel, and she spoke poorly about you to her parents, which is never a good sign. Like, I just don't think that there's any good that can come of, like, speaking ill about your spouse to your parents or vice versa. Like, all it's going to do is just tear a family apart. And, like, when you're marrying someone, you're marrying their family. And
not me.
No. But, like, you have to be ready to, like, be part of that family. And there's no old family or new family. It's just your family. This is all just super fucked.
The wife said that it's not the same because we were in a long-term relationship at the time. I don't understand the logic. I'm like, they're in a relationship?
This is so hypocritical.
I know.
So shitty.
That's like, you know, people do that where they're like, well, this applies to you, but our circumstance was different.
Exactly.
Because I like myself and I don't like you.
Exactly.
You got to take that into consideration. Really make you think.
Really makes you think. Not the asshole. This is so easy.
I don't know if I'll leave this in, but my sister's husband that she married is super religious, and I can see them. This sounded like a story about that them.
They would do.
Yeah, because, like,
in which, like, they would be judging some teen.
Somebody else, yeah. And, like, Annie, my sister and her husband absolutely had sex before they were married.
Sure.
Like,
don't
right.
We all?
Yeah. I'm having sex
you
right now.
You gotta make sure that it's good.
Yeah. Is that the dick you want forever?
Gotta think about it.
Are those the genitals you want to spend your life with? Because that's what it boils down to.
That's like you genitals. Can buy bachelorette party kits that have these little, like, banners that say, same penis forever.
But, like, so they, when I went home last summer, the reason we had to have a wedding in the middle of the pandemic, or maybe the beginning, I don't know how long this is going to last. Yeah. I mean, but what counts as the beginning and the middle anymore? So they had to have a wedding and couldn't just do a courtroom thing and then celebrate later is because the mom said, if you don't get married in a church in front of God,
it doesn't count.
And she, the mother-in-law, wouldn't let them live together in the house that they already owned and were fixing up as long as they weren't married, even though the husband's over there every day. They've had sex together for years. Like, it's, you're not stopping anything by doing this, but right. it's just that idea of, like, well, that's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, you're just stupid. I can't handle that stuff because I'm like, that, where does that matter? How does that factor in? The thing you want to stop is already happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that, to me, that's what this story reminded me of, because that was the only reason I came back to Ann Arbor last year. I did not want to come. And, like, it was fine to see Becca and David, I guess.
Was it? That was a weird week for us.
I know. Yes, I remember. Thanks for that. So I think
we should take a break.
Yeah, we're going to head into our break. We've got kind of a special musical interlude. Becca was on my iPad the other day, and I've got GarageBand on there. I got games on my iPad. And, she really came up with something that I think is going to move you. All of us here were crying afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, it's kind of avant-garde in a way. But yeah, you'll hear that next. It's not very long, so please stick with us and come back to see what the hell we're doing in the second half, because we don't really know yet.
Okay. Are we back?
I think we're back.
Cool. Well, I'm Ben. I'm the gay one.
And I'm Alex. I'm the single one.
No, I'm the single one.
No, I'm the most single, though.
Well, okay. We'll leave that till later. So, we're going to do a post. Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to read one of these Am I the Asshole posts.
Yeah, this is on this cool site called reddit.com. This seems pretty neat. So, this one says AITA. I'm going to assume that means Am I the Asshole?
I think that's a correct assumption there, Ben.
Am I the asshole for putting a scale in front of my door and making my girlfriends stand on it as a joke? All right, so this one starts out.
I think this one is pretty easy, and we don't even have to read it. It's that's an asshole right there.
Yeah, probably.
The first sentence.
Well, it doesn't really say, there's no ages, and I can't really tell if they're, like, too young to be together. I'm also, like, are they even together? It seems like, I thought they had to be, like, in a relationship or something.
Yeah, that's fair. It says girlfriends, but I'm still going to advocate they get a divorce.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, this post starts, okay, hear me out. About a week ago, I saw this trend on TikTok where some girls were putting a piece of tape 6 feet high on a wall near their door, and they wouldn't let guys in if they weren't that tall. Ha ha ha. Now, I'm not insecure about my height, but this bothered me. What bothered me even more was that I went to one of my friend's dorm room, because she has a fake, and I wanted to drink. Amen, sister. Or brother? I don't really know. Anyway, this person wants to drink, and she, as a joke, made me stand next to the tape before I could walk in. And they told me I could still drink with them, but I shouldn't expect to hook up with any of the girls there. Man, that's rude as shit. That's not nice. I feel for this person. So anyway, I thought this was so funny that I did my own spin on the joke. Oh boy, this is gonna be good. Okay, let's see. I did the same thing they did, but I put my bathroom scale next to the door. Oh, this is gonna be real good. I, quote unquote, procured some alcohol and invited the girls over. When they did, I made them stand on the scale before they could come in. If they were under 130,
holy
Jesus Christ, I left them alone, but one of them was 186, and I told her, you can come in and drink, but don't expect to hook up with any of the guys. I mean, that's fair. I think that's fair. They did the height thing. This guy's doing the weight thing. I think that's fair game, you know? Anyway, what's next? This led, spelt like the metal, this led to some laughing at her expense by other guys. Nice. Classy. She started crying and left. Man. Feelings, right? Her friends told me I was an asshoke and that what they did was a joke and I was just butthurt and trying to make them feel bad. I don't think I did a single thing wrong. AITA.
Oh my god.
This one's tough. It's really tough to make a judgment without any ages here.
That's true.
I mean, we know the guy's short, so...
I skipped ahead and read some of the comments, as is pretty traditional on this podcast.
Okay, what do we got?
There are a lot of ESH. Everybody sucks here. And then there's a couple of you're the asshole. I think I'll read this one. This one's pretty highly upvoted. You're the asshole. You punished random innocent girl, not the one who made you stand next to the tape. And I would think that you already know how this shit sucks.
That's a pretty good statement there. I think I'm gonna have to agree with that one.
I don't know, man. It's like, it's collateral damage, though. Like, she may not have been the one who, like, did the tape thing, but at the end of the day, it's like, play stupid games, win. Like, this comment here is like, nope, they started it. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, not the asshole.
You know? I think that weight is a much more touchy subject than height of men. I would not touch that with a 5-foot pole ever.
Well, you just say that because you have tall privilege. We both have tall privilege. I don't know if we're qualified to speak on the subject. I mean, if Jess were here, Jess is really short.
That's fair. She could maybe... But there's a large degree of misogyny and talking about weight of women.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's kind of tough. The comments seem all over the place. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of you're the asshole, but...
I think if I had to rate it, I would definitely say everybody sucks here. Because, you know, it's not cool to, like, say, like, oh, you're a short guy. Like, yeah, you can't come in and don't expect to sleep with people. But it's also, I think, a lot more uncool to be like, you're 186, can't come in. Especially calling out that one girl. Like, holy shit, how is she going to feel for the rest of the day and then weeks? And how long is that going to last with her?
Yeah, all right, I'll break out of character here and say, like, I'm not even sure that everyone sucks here is the right call. I think it's just you're the asshole. I mean, like, yeah, I think it's playful fun with the height thing. I don't know, maybe I'm being biased because I feel like misogyny is more of a bad thing than, I mean, men just suck in general. You can do whatever you want to men. But, like, the whole don't expect to hook up with any girls here, like, you shouldn't expect that anyway.
Fair point.
Like, that shouldn't have been news to the guy. That's, I don't know.
Accurate point.
Anyway, that felt quick. I don't know. Pretty easy call. Do we have another one we can do? All right, we got another post. Alex, you want
to... All right, we're back. Am I the asshole for not hiding my physical pain in front of my wife? I'm new to this, so bear with me. I have an autoimmune disease that causes my body to make arthritis in my hips, back, and chest. This is important for later in the story. I take a biological immune suppressor to stop my body from making the arthritis. 2 years ago, I was in a car accident when a semi-trailer truck ran a red light and hit the side of my work car. The impact herniated two discs in my neck and has caused nerve damage, which leaves me about 20% use of my left arm. I'm left-handed. Wow. I have recently been accepted to have surgery to fix this problem, remove a piece of my hip, and use it to fuse my C5 and 6 vertebrae together. But in order to have the surgery, my immune system can't be suppressed, so the neurosurgeon has instructed me to stop taking my immune suppressor medicine for the 8 weeks before my surgery, and then for another 8 weeks after the surgery to allow my body to heal. I have not had any medicine for the last 6 weeks, and I am in constant pain because of it.
Jeez.
My wife has an online store, and I am professional photographer and videographer, so she has set me the task of creating all the content for the new line of products in her store. For the last week, I have been working 10 hours a day on this project and pushing through the intense pain of the arthritis and also the nerve damage. Tonight we had a big fight because she is sick of me always showing how much pain I am in and not hiding it. She said things like, a real man wouldn't complain about pain. Holy shit.
I mean, that's true.
Or how sick she is of constantly seeing me in pain, trying to be a victim. She called me a lazy $SS-hole. I'm going to assume for the sake of this podcast that means asshole. For needing to spend time laying down after working all day on her content for her store. I told her that there is nothing I can do about the pain until I have my surgery, and that I will be able to rehab and get back to my life. She said the way I am acting is making her depressed, and she doesn't need or want a sick husband. Wow. Am I the asshole for not pretending I feel no pain and for not working hard enough during this period?
Yeah, this is another tough one. They left out their ages, so...
Right, yeah.
It's really hard for me to make a call on this one.
I'm actually pretty serious about advocating that they probably need a divorce.
They don't sound very mature. I honestly, reading the language and the sort of interactions between these two, they seem like they probably got married in their early 20s, which longtime listeners of our podcast will know that that's a recipe for disaster. That's just not going anywhere good.
That's correct.
You are the asshole if you get married in your early 20s.
Yep, accurate.
It's basically the moral of this podcast. I don't know. Let's read some comments. Let's see what people have to say. What do we got? If this isn't fake, your wife is fucking evil. Yep. Not the asshole. Okay. Oh, we got someone from Boston. Be like, what? Not the asshole. I don't know how I really would do a Boston accent. Not to be rude, but your wife seems wickedly inconsiderate. I only said they were Bostonian because they said wickedly.
Not the asshole. After the surgery and rehab, run. Whatever that run song is. Far away from her. There we go. Oh. Well done. Yeah, my judgment, I'm going to say everybody sucks here. He's kind of an asshole because he's not hiding his pain, and she's right. Men shouldn't show pain ever. Like, I stub my toe, and I say thank you to the...
Is this a comment, or are you just being funny?
Oh, I'm being funny.
Okay. I thought you were reading a comment from somebody. I was like, what?
No, I was just making that up. So I stub my toe, and I say thank you whenever I do so, and always smile through it.
There's another comment here from the OP. He's like, I don't think I explained my situation very well. Here are some more points. One, my wife is Ukrainian and I am Australian. Okay, that could actually help turn the tide for this judgment. Let's see what else he has to say. Two, she has never had a major injury and the worst pain she has felt is period pain or a headache. Wait.
That doesn't mean you can't sympathize.
No, hold on. Why did this guy feel like he had to defend himself with six more points? Were there people who are saying, like...
Well, maybe he's trying to... Maybe he's seeing that everybody's complaining about his wife and saying that she's horrible and...
Well, maybe, evil, but, like, but... that second point seemed like... Oh, no, I'm sorry, I misread that. I thought by saying she's never had a major injury, he was trying to say, like, she couldn't possibly know the pain, she's being an asshole, but I think he's, like, defending her, like, she's never had a major injury, doesn't really know how much pain it can be. Okay, number three, in her mind, she thinks I enjoy being a victim... And I am trying to get sympathy by always reacting to the pain. This poor guy. Jesus. I assume. We don't really know. Four, this is a real story. Cool. Five, the autoimmune disease is called... Okay, hold on. Let me put on my stethoscope.
I've never heard of that one.
Let me put on my stethoscope real quick. It's called ankylosing spondylitis. Okay. And I usually take a glub-glub-gab-glab. Wait, what? Gabagool injection every 3 weeks to suppress my immune system, which leaves me relatively pain-free, arthritis-wise. Six, my wife quit her full-time job in retail to invest all her time and energy into the online store. She sits on the computer all day and night working on it, and since she started, she has become a completely different person to who I married. I wonder if someone swapped her. I just switched her out.
Yeah, yep. That could be possible.
More common than you think.
Yep.
New wife, more likely than you think. Okay, but this poor guy, he's gotta feel like he's gotta defend his wife. No, dude,
that last comment that you read there, what was that?
Which one?
The very last point that he had. It was something like,
She quit her full-time job in retail, and she invests all her time in
the online store. And then the very last part, that she's completely changed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like him kind of realizing, oh, she's completely changed from the person that I married, and
but
I hope he runs.
Yeah, I hope he runs. Well, I don't know. Contrary to what we've learned so frequently on this podcast, I'm not sure that running is always the right situation. I feel like if you're not... the least emotionally intelligent person on the planet, there's likely something you can do to improve things with your spouse or your significant other.
Right? If we're at the point where she can't empathize with his pain, that isn't a pain from a disease or a pain from, like, something that he was born with. It was a pain from something that... a massive crash that, like... you can clearly tell that would be painful, and it's not... he's obviously not faking it. If she can't empathize with that, that's pretty concerning for a personality trait.
I agree. There could also be something else going on, right? Like, things like this typically aren't just, like... I mean, maybe it is. Maybe she's just that much of a dick that she just can't empathize with somebody who's in pain. But maybe she's got her own shit going on, like she feels insecure about something else, and it's coming out in that way.
You're right, we're only hearing one side of the story here.
We're only hearing one side of the story. We gotta hear the wife's opinion. I honestly think that could turn the tides of this judgment. We gotta know the ages. I'm really stuck on this. It'd be a lot easier if they just told us how old they were.
It's true, because if he was younger and he had a herniated disc...
Then they're just both the asshole.
Exactly, yep.
Right? Like, it doesn't matter who's in pain, who's got crippling disabilities. Like, if you got married at 22, it's just... you're a fucking asshole.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna ask Jess if we've overstayed our welcome on the podcast, or if we can do one more.
No, I think that's enough, because Beck and I did one already, too.
All right.
So.
Well.
Got some good content?
That's it. This has been the Unholy Pod, coming to you live, well, recorded from Irons, Michigan. Is that too much personal info? Are we revealing? Are we going to get stalked? Okay, yeah? Well, that's good. I've always wanted to be stalked. Never really had the honor. Coming from you, to your doors, in your ears, from Irons, Michigan, sunny Irons, Michigan, in the cabin of Tim and Mary Lynch, we say to you, good night, good morning, and good night.
And
from all of us here, from all of us here, on Alex's third birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Third birthday in a row.
That's true. Thanks. I've had three of them.
Running out of bullshit
week.
To say. Da 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 da.
Should we do one like short post with the two of us and then close it out? And then that way, if Alex and Ben's segment is unusable, we can just end it.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
I'll put you in charge of telling Alex and Ben what to do, and I'll go start cleaning.
I was gonna say I might keep an eye on them. Unless there's something specific you need to clean.
I'm assuming with three of them, they should have...
Yeah, maybe they'll already be done. We're going to do one just in case Alex and Ben's content is unusual. I don't know if you know Alex and Ben the way we do, but their personality is horny and lonely. And so we're worried that's going to bleed into what they do on here.
We'll include this no matter what.
Yeah, this is a content warning because we don't know what they're going to do yet. So we're recording one more just to have in here. In case all they do is say, like, pee-pee poo-poo for 30 minutes.
Jess might supervise them recording.
Yeah. I could see them doing that, but, like, in a discussion where Alex would be like, pee-pee. And Ben would be like, poo-poo.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Poo-poo.
I think what no one is considering is pee-pee poo-poo.
Got it.
Yeah. That's basically them.
That's a great point. All right. Am I the asshole for insisting on my wife having my last name? I love her. I will marry her, but I don't feel okay about her keeping another man's last name instead of mine. Her reason why is that she wants to have the same last name as her two kids, but that doesn't make a lot of sense since we're planning to have children of our own. When I asked her about our future children's last name, she said we can hyphenate the two when the time comes. I'm honestly not comfortable with this. It's not hate against her ex. He was never a jerk to me or anything, but I don't want my wife and kids to have his last name. I knew what I was signing up for when I started to date her, and I made crystal clear that her children come first, and one of the things she wanted me to have in mind is that we are not making a new family, we are merging two. Her dad was pretty absent in her life, and apparently he was a wonderful to his new family, so I understand the trauma and know how important it is to her to keep all of her children as unity, but as her spouse, I'll feel out of this unity. The sentence structure here is odd. Okay. We've had many serious discussions before deciding to get married, and we agreed.
But yeah, when you're headed into Christmas, you got to commit to being married.
You got to get married. And we agreed pretty much everything until recently. The last name thing haven't come up. It was probably not as important as we agreeing on having children, where to live, step-parenting dynamics, etc. But this is the first thing she is not willing to discuss. I've always had a great communication with her about anything, but for this one issue, her position is it's decided, no discussion. We've been together for 2 years. She has never positioned herself like this before. Am I the asshole for not accepting this? There's an edit. Edit, I think it's more important to point out that she also wants children with this name. Many children have both parents' last name hyphenated, but the facts... my children would get this name from an ex is what bothers me. My wife won't hyphenate her last name because she doesn't want a last name her children don't have, even if she keeps the one that they have. She doesn't want me, her, and our future children to have my last name while the other two don't. I've tried that, her no. I suggest actually reading the post. My comments clearly read only the title. Yeah, this is weird.
It is weird. Like, I get what he's saying.
I get that, like, feeling of, like, we're dragging the ex into our new family.
And he doesn't want the kids that he has hyphenated with the ex's last name. Which I get, but also, like, have you met him? Do you know him?
Yeah, I think it's like, it sounds like the wife has moved on from this relationship and is just trying to like find the best way for them to co-parent. And like, she's not leaving you out. Like, if you guys have children together, they'll have your name too, or a hyphenated name. But like, I don't know. I can understand her not wanting to change her children's last name and then wanting for herself to have the same name as the kids. Like, I get why he's upset, but like,
he says he's not going to adopt the kids, the stepkids, because they have a father who they see frequently.
Also, like, it's a really pain in the ass process to change your last name. And depending on how young she was when she married her last husband, like, to her, that might be more her name than, like, her maiden name, right? Like, she might have just been going by this last name for so long that, like, that's just her name now, right? Like,
yeah, it says she changed her name to the ex's last name, ex-husband, got divorced, kept the last name.
Yeah, so, like, she probably just sees that as her name now and probably doesn't associate it with him. That's just her name. It's not like she's trying to hang on to him. Somebody says, no assholes here. If you were insisting that she change her maiden name, that would be one thing, but it is admittedly a bit off-putting to have another man's name somehow involved in your marriage and possibly the children's names. Ultimately, though, it's her decision and has no actual impact. Don't let a matter of pride root a good relationship. I think I could see why he's frustrated that she might want their future children together to have
that same name, yeah.
But in terms of her changing her last name, then that's completely her decision.
I think it is not even necessarily an everyone sucks here. I think it's a shitty situation.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody's right or wrong on it. That one's complicated.
Yeah. Somebody says, the only thing that's weird here and doesn't make sense is that if you two were to have kids, having her hyphenate another man's last name is asking way too much. In this regard, you wouldn't be not the asshole. Somebody says, yeah, I'm not quite sure why everyone thinks OP is an asshole for not wanting his kid's last name to be X's last name hyphen OP's last name. That seems weird to me. I do understand why she doesn't want to change her name, though.
Yeah, that's the name that she now identifies with or whatever. Like,
and changing your name is hard.
Oh, no, I know. Like, it's actually much easier if you've been married, because you get a form or whatever. Like, if you take that in, they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Heck, congratulations. Here's your new name. Wow. But when I went in and did it, they're like, did you break any laws? What are you hiding from?
Mm.
Like, I had to pay to
even
get a...
Even though you were just changing your first name.
Yeah. I had to pay to get a criminal background check.
Mm-hmm.
I had to swear that I wasn't trying to avoid debts or something else, you know?
I could see people doing that. I get why they have to do that. Because you could just change your name
if yeah
you're, like, in a lot
no
of
I get why. It's just the idea that with marriage, like,
yeah,
like, no one ever gets married to avoid weird situations or something. Or I think people get married for all sorts of illegal reasons. Mm-hmm. Like, having premarital sex.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get married, it's not premarital anymore.
That's just marital sex.
Yeah. And if you break up and then keep having sex, post-marital.
Nice. Is that still
it's
okay?
The whole lifespan. Yeah, is it, like, you're not supposed to have sex before you're married, but let's say you get married and then divorced, and then you have sex. Is that...
That's messy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is.
But is it legal sin-wise?
Hmm.
We're going to need a Jesus in here, please.
We got Jesus.
Can we go to the Lord? Yeah.
Got a crucifix right above Mary and Tim's bed.
I've been sleeping underneath a Jesus well up here at the cabin, and I don't know, something changes in me now. I just... really believe in, you know,
salvation?
No. Just really believe that I want to go home and sleep in my bed where there's no Jesus.
Nice.
No, my neck hurt. I slept weird last night and I blame Jesus.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's it. Hope you enjoyed this very weird episode from the cabin.
Yeah. Live, pre-recorded from the cabin.
It's Friday morning.
Bah, 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 bah. Like, I don't know the new SNL music. Is that it right now? I love the band in SNL. The saxophone player is so good.
No, wait, that's the Stephen Colbert music.
I don't watch that.
SNL.
To be honest, I don't watch anything. Don't play them. We can't actually play the music on here.
You're right.
Or can we? I mean, if they play it differently every time, right? Like. You can't copyright every recording. That's illegal.
All right. We're gonna go.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. da 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 da